Hey there, welcome back to the Beanie Boys podcast, episode 7. I'm Jake.
I'm Brian.
And this is our guest. Introduce yourself, Mr. Cox.
Yes, I am Mr. Cox. I am taking my turn at the Beanie Boys podcast, just temporarily here. Welcome to my abode.
It's a first guest, so it's a special one. He had nothing going on, and we had no one better else, so we got him.
Yeah, nothing, absolutely, yeah. Because you have to have nothing better to do to be on this podcast, I can tell you.
Exactly.
Logan's been a friend of the Beanie Boys for a long time. When? How long has it been, Logan?
Do
you have a number off the top of your head?
I mean, I think it's been about a decade now.
It's been, like, since 2014, maybe?
Yeah, maybe even 2013.
Well, no, because I moved up to San Francisco 2012.
Yeah, the end of the world.
And then we met like a year later, so maybe 2013.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Shut your fucking mouth. How long have we known this son of a bitch right
here? Fortunately, a little bit.
A little shorter. Less.
A little less, yeah.
A little less.
Yeah. When did we meet you, Jake?
I think it was when we were at the 19th Starbucks is when I first came into Logan's life.
What year was that?
2014.
Yeah, your looming presence over everyone else that worked at that place.
That was a bad year. I met Jake that year.
Yeah,
that's all I remember. That's all I remember. I graduated high school. I graduated college.
Brian was in high school for a long
time. I was still in high school. 2014, baby, represent. Yeah, bad year.
You didn't go to high school. You just went back to your old high school, and you're like, I used to go here.
Actually, I did do that, and it was not cool
at
all.
You just hang around the high school?
No, because I went, because I was driving. I was doing, like, a tour, and I was like, oh, dude, it'll be kind of dope to, like, walk the old stomping grounds. And I went at, like, 4 p.m., and, dude, I felt like I was in high school. I literally was so scared because there was hella people after. I was at high school, but I felt like I was in high school.
You were reclusing back.
Yeah. No, but here's the thing. So I was walking around and I was like, shit, like just like walking around and like, it was just like kind of reminiscing. And then out of nowhere, some like 14-year-old, you know, 14-year-olds are terrible. They're so scary. Like I'm so scared of 14, 13-year-olds.
So I think for the age 14 and 15, there's just an evil spirit that like looms around you.
They're just upset.
You can just tell.
They're just upset.
I just remember when I was 14, it was just like the worst time of my life, but also the time of the life that I fantasize the most and wish I could go back to. And it probably was similar to how you were feeling that you went back to high school and then you're like, wait, I don't want to be in high school
anymore. Yeah, I felt like I was in high school. And so there was like some kid and they like literally pointed me out. They're like, hey, do you work here? And I'm like, oh, me? Oh my God. And then I just like ran.
Just do that?
I ran, dude.
Who works there?
Yeah, no, straight up. They thought I worked there because I had like a beard and everything. And I was like, dude, I'm not like a professor. I'm not a teacher here. But I was like, I felt threatened and I got scared. And I was like, oh, we got to go.
By a child.
By a 14-year-old, dude. If you get heckled by a 14-year-old, I swear to God, you're not going to be the same.
No, they're ruthless. It's like the lawless years.
What was your goal going back to high school?
Did you want to say hi to like teachers?
No, I don't remember any of my teachers. I was just in the area and I was just like, hey, it'd be kind of cool just to like check if everything is still the same.
Like, I understand going there like during the summertime, no one's there. You walk through the empty halls.
Yeah.
You tap a locker. You're like, oh, I remember that. But to go when it's actually
it was like
school,
4 p.m. School gets out like at 3.
That's the worst though.
School gets out like
at
3.
No, but after school kids are the worst kids to be around when you go back to your school.
That are like hanging out.
That are still at school.
Okay, so I made a mistake. I'm human, and I'll never go ever again. Like, I'm never going to a high school ever again. I'm like, no, I'm good. The worst, dude.
Well, that's probably a good thing. They don't want you there.
Also, I'm not allowed near, like, 100 feet of school. Yeah. So that's, like,
you'd
the thing.
You'd probably get stuff into a locker.
That's, like, the thing. No, dude, I would totally do that. At high school, I just, like, fell under the radar. I was just like, I'm not talking to anyone. Yeah. Like, dude, fuck this. Because, like, I could easily get picked on. Like, right. 13, 14-year-olds could pick on me now, and I'm like, I'm not going near that.
They're huge now. I feel like kids, every year, they just grow and grow.
Well, I don't know. There was a while there where they were getting really small. Oh, and right. I was just like, what's going on? I could take these kids. Like, I just, like, pop in the mouth, you know?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm seeing, like, I work right next to a middle school, and there's one kid that I saw that literally shot fear into my heart just seeing him, because he just looks like fucking Kane with the mask off.
Oh, ooh, that was a scary
with the
look.
mask off Kane. Oh, like the freshly face? Yeah, the freshly, because now Kane kind of like just owns that he's ugly, but like before everyone was like, oh, when you had a little bit of mascara on.
Was it WWE or WWF?
That was WWF.
Yeah, the good old days.
That was before they went to WWE.
Before those damn animal people took that away from us.
The panda. The Wildlife stupid panda. Federation or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah, they totally took it over.
Yeah, they don't even wrestle.
The pandas?
Yeah, no, they don't even know how to wrestle. Do a suplex.
They just like fly out of trees.
Really. Eat bamboo and yeah. I don't know. They don't do anything.
Well, we just had a burger for Burger Week. It's Burger Week right now.
It sure is.
And there's 81 burgers around Portland that are $8.
81? That's not the number.
It is.
There was like 15, dude. No. There's not 81 burgers.
I read it in the Mercury. There's 81.
Do you believe everything you read in articles?
Well, it's the people who put it on, so yeah, I assume that they would put the correct number in.
They're trusted sources here. They've excavated all 81. It's like a video game, open world video game. You have to unlock all the burgers.
Those hidden burgers, yeah.
Yeah,
secret burger.
To get the special burger.
These ones are $6.
Yeah. There was one today at DC Veg that was $6 for their burger special.
See, I don't trust that. Everyone else is doing $8. They're undermining the $6. Why is it $6?
Because they were saying fuck the system, and they were not part of Burger Week. They were saying you can come to our place and get a cheaper burger.
Oh.
And it was a cowboy burger.
Lucrative. Okay. No, I like that. I like that. But, more of that.
Yeah, we had our first one, I think, right? Has anybody else had any other burgers this week?
I mean, I feel like by the time that I can pull myself out of my dormitory into the real life and touch grass, it's already the middle of the week and I have like 4 days to get like 81 burgers. Right. And I'm just like, I was so overwhelmed with like burger ADHD that I don't.
Just go on a burger rampage and just go into a burger coma.
I mean, I'm just, the one that we just had is completely vegan and I'm already like, it's already processing.
Coma mode.
Yeah, it's processing.
Yeah, definitely. We got the Gnarly's Burgers Thunder Gun.
That's what they called it?
Thunder Gun?
The Thunder Gun Express.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why?
No, it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
It was supposedly a McRib imitation. So it was like a hybrid patty with Impossible and Beyond.
Was it a hybrid patty? Yeah,
that's what they do.
Wait, pull up the stats.
Why don't you pull that up, Ryan?
Yeah, pull up the burger stats.
They have barbecue sauce, onions, and then it's like a smash patty, so it's like crispy edges on a all-American sesame seed bun.
I mean, to be fair, if I went into it blind and not known anything about the Thunder Pistol. Supremo. I would think it was a Whopper.
It did taste like a Whopper.
It just tasted like a Whopper without the vegetables on it. Mm-hmm. Whatever vegetables does come.
Yeah, water lettuce.
Onion. Water lettuce, and then like a really, really soggy
water
tomato.
Lettuce. Is that lettuce that came out of the water?
It's Burger King water. Yeah.
It's been marinated in Burger King tap water.
It's the King's lettuce.
It's the Burger King foot lettuce. It was good. It was saucy.
In the middle. It was saucy in the middle. The first few bites were like really dry, like the desert. And then it was like
edges.
Super moist in the middle.
I feel like they should have just dipped the whole thing in the barbecue sauce. Just
soak it overnight.
Just leave it. I mean, you're already at McDonald's. You're pulling it out of that fucking filing cabinet that they have.
It's soaking in like a pool. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, it looks delicious. It's already cooked. But they cook it again in like some other, they like shoot the photon rays in it to get like the mold or whatever that's been
the mold of Nick ribs.
Yeah, it's just giving it a CAT scan.
I think the reason why they're only available like once a year is because they just soak in the liquid. Like the entire rest
They
got to
marinate. They don't get the full.
It's a long process.
Yeah. Well, Gnarlies, you better start now for next year. You better put a fucking in the sauce, dude.
They gotta develop it.
Yeah,
it was good, but
you want more sauce. You just want sauce.
You're a saucy bitch.
Yeah. Can I have a sauce week? To go?
Can we have a sauce week? You just open your mouth and they just squeeze it in your
$8.
$8
for that.
Yeah, I just want sauce, please.
Yeah.
But it was a big burger. I've had small burgers in the past.
I did not need fries for the experience.
They're twisty fries.
Yeah, those are kind of good, actually. I'm still hungry. I don't know about you guys, but I'm still hungry.
Yeah, I mean, I think
they're open until 8, so we have another hour.
No, they close at 7.
Oh, dang. Well, yeah. Tomorrow.
I'm good.
We'll hit some other Burger Week burgers.
Yeah, hopefully, I mean...
It does go till Saturday or Sunday?
It goes till Sunday.
Yeah, I feel like once it gets like the first few days, it's kind of exciting. And then once it gets towards the weekend, I'm kind of like, I'm good. If I'm in the area, I'll go. But like, especially like some of the burgers that are just like really like plain. Some of them are like a cheeseburger.
Like slopped together.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, this is supposed to be like a special occasion. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, yeah. Cheeseburger.
And it's at like random places.
To be fair, it is pretty fucking annoying. It's like, I mean, you both work at a Starbucks before.
Yeah,
you know how happy a frappy hour is?
When you're working it.
And you're working it. But I mean, honestly, if they're getting tipped out as a tip receiving individual that I am, I can fight through the pain and make those days seem a lot faster by just going through it, but it still fucking sucks. But I mean, honestly, I do think it's less of the workers' problem and more of like the economy's problem at that point. Of like, because you go into like how we talked about, you go into $8 and you expect something. If it's $6, I expect less. I expect less.
I could eat half,
and I could be okay with that. And then you get like a $5 something. It's like, okay, bam, boom. I can get two of those, $10. Perfect. But when you get into $8 and you get the fries, you get the drink.
Tip. It's gonna be like $20. Yeah.
You're looking at the iPad and it's already 35%, starts at 35%, and the person's just staring at you, just waiting for you to like choose something that's not custom tip, because as soon as you press that button, it's game over, man. You are getting a sauce witch.
You are getting pure sauce. You can't make eye contact until you get the bag. Yeah. And you're like,
it's a hostage situation. That's why when I work at the register, I have to look away at people because I'm like, I just need to be a less threatening force.
Just turn your back,
Yeah.
So moral story is tip your Burger Week burger joints.
Yeah, pay it for
well, because they're giving you a good deal. And they're working their ass off.
Yes.
81 burgers.
I still got to look that up. That's not true.
I don't believe
that's
that.
That's not true.
I think I'll probably have like 3.
Dude, there's someone that had all 81. Guaranteed. Yeah. I need
they
to
get
find
my
that
stamp.
Guy.
They're like, hey, I got all the burgers. Can I get a stamp?
Yeah. It's the guy that ate a Whopper every day. Or not a Whopper. The Big Mac guy.
What's his name? It was like.
You know him by name.
No, I don't know his name. But
you
like,
kept records.
You can literally look up Big Mac guy.
That's all I'm going to look up. I don't need to know anything
like,
else.
I'll look up his name right now. I'll look that up.
Yeah, you won't look up the.
I think it's Michael.
No, it's like Glenn Gorgowski or some shit like that.
It probably is.
Gigantor. But he's a skinny guy.
He's a thin dude.
He's literally Jake's body type.
All right. I literally stopped and I put Big Mac guy. Don Gorski.
Oh, Gorski. You're right with the last name.
He looks exactly the same.
Dude.
He looks exactly the same as the documentary of Super Size Me.
What, when he goes into the barber, what does he ask? What does he tell them?
When he goes into the barber?
Yeah, when he goes, what does he tell them?
Give me the Big Mac.
Yeah.
That is straight up. His hair is straight up. Bowl. Like
straight bowl cut.
Like, but that is the bulliest cut.
So he's 69, and so he's eaten 32,672 Big Macs.
Would you just be tired of him?
Honestly. He keeps tabs?
Yeah, because what he does is he's like, he keeps the boxes, and then he files them, and then he has like a counter for all of this stuff. No,
that's just hoarder shit. That's like, that that's like one step away from you shitting, pissing in buckets and like, water bottles.
That guy's gonna be buried in a Big Mac container.
I know, and like he's gonna have the best orgasm of his life.
Yeah,
when he's dead, he's just gonna come Big Macs.
Yeah, no, like sauce. As soon as he gets Big Mac sauce. He's gonna be suffocated. His house is gonna be so full of Big Mac boxes that he suffocates, and he has like this asphyxiation fetish thing that like it's just like burger grease, like
burger air.
Yeah, he's just like rubbing his body together. He's like, oh,
but like I'll always remember that from that documentary.
Super Size Me.
Yeah, it's the it's that song, Rockin' Roll McDonald's. That song, and then the interview the Big Mac guy, because he's like, I went to Wendy's. No, he's like, I went to Burger King, and my friend paid me to get a Whopper, and then I was like, I ate it, and I was like, nope, I'm gonna take that money and go to McDonald's and get two more Big Macs. And I'm like, this guy is my hero. Like, I want to be just like this guy.
He's dedicated. I'll give him that.
He lives in like Wisconsin or something. Yeah. Like,
this is like the guaranteed setup of like what your parents designated you to be growing up, because by only serving you
McDonald's.
Like things that have a drive through.
Yeah. Like, hey, dude, I want you to rock and roll.
Yeah, rock and roll McDonald's. Anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, I think we're here, Logan. Thanks for being on this episode. It's been a long time coming, 3 seasons in.
Yeah, you know, anytime, guys. You know, maybe I can bring in some soundboards and just play. Yeah. I have 81 fart noises that I can play. You know,
81 farts with 81 burgers.
Yeah, there's a fart for every 81. Burger. There's
I will
a fart
count it right now.
There's
dude.
A fart for every burger.
It was not 81, bro.
Well, we'll check in after the break and enjoy. Welcome back to the Beanie Boys podcast. All three of us are here, including our guest Logan Cox.
Today's sponsored by Jake's dad.
Tim the piano man.
Come play a tune.
He actually did create our intro and our intermission, so thanks.
I feel it.
Daddy Williams.
When I listen to it, I feel his presence.
Today's review is going to encompass something different than usual. It's going to be a review of a park in Portland, Oregon. And that park is Laurelhurst Park, which is kind of like Portland's central park, if I say so myself.
Is it?
I mean, it's one of the biggest parks besides Forest Park.
Is it? Maybe I don't know. You're wrong about the 81 burgers earlier, so.
Oh, wait.
I counted, it was 76.
Hold on, the Laurelhurst, just a mid-side direction. Which one of you are right about the burgers? Is it, what did you say it was? 70?
I said 76. I counted wrong. 76.
Brian counted it. I counted it.
And Jake just heard about it somewhere. He took a video of the conspiracy of everything.
I know. Numbers higher than 70, you start being like,
that's enough.
Yeah,
that's
Brian
enough.
Can't count higher than
it's
that.
It's not so. that he can't count. He just thinks it's enough. He's done.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, put all of his energy into.
It was the whole break. Yeah. It was literally the whole break. I just wanted to prove Jake wrong. That was it. Didn't happen. I'll get him.
Laurelhurst, I mean, I would say it's kind of medium size, but the cool thing about it is it's in probably one of the loudest areas of all of Southeast on Stark and Caesar.
Caesar Chavez.
Caesar Chavez.
Super busy area.
But it's just like this little crevasse that you go down full of trees. And I don't know. I feel like it's probably one of the best parks in Portland.
Definitely. There's like little areas you can seclude to. Different pathways that go up in a more of nature-y feeling off of the beaten path, and then you've got like the main area where people will lay out on a sunny day, bring out their picnics, their chilled wine, IPAs, and hang out.
I feel like it's the closest thing to a sesh park, because the other parks that I've seen around Portland in the 5 years that I've been here, I feel like whenever someone's gonna like, oh, let's go to the Outlook for a sesh or something, and it's just like you're staring. It's the view is pretty, mm-hmm. I guarantee, but the thing is, you're just staring at a bunch of trains, like stalking
Moxcrest.
Yeah. Where Loras, I mean, if he gives you that more like San Francisco Dolores Park vibe, where people can just like sit with their beer of choice and everyone's kind of doing their own thing.
Yeah.
You got like a silent disco in one end, people doing yoga on the other.
It's a big dog park.
Don't forget about the ducks. I think that's my favorite
part. Yeah, I do something pretty illegal. I feed the ducks there organic bird seed. But and yet I still feel like that sense of danger, you know. I'm breaking the rules, you know?
I mean, it's better than like feeding them like a Philly cheesesteak, I'd say.
I mean, they'd eat
rice.
It.
Rice is good for ducks.
Yeah.
And Pop Rocks.
Sugar-covered pennies.
Yeah.
Also heard pretty good. Who needs a penny? Like, you have a bunch of pennies laying around, cover them sugar, bring them to Laurel Horse Park, and give them to the ducks. It's problem solved.
Is that a real thing? Do people really give ducks pennies?
No, but people are trying to get rid of their pennies.
That is true. I mean, they're the waste. We should get rid of pennies. We should get rid of pennies and ducks at the same time.
Abolish pennies. Yeah, yeah. That's something that I understand.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, literally and figuratively. We went to Comedy in the Park, which is always an interesting experience because it's...
I'm Puerto Rico.
Woo! They always have just a random DJ play in the beginning.
He was killing it until he played that song, and then I lost all self-respect for him.
It almost puts you
Brian
in a panic
Puerto Rico
situation.
Actually, so.
I didn't say that, but I just didn't like the song.
You just got offended. Just the announcement of
I
Puerto
was
Rico,
offended by right? it. Yeah, I was like, "Excuse me, this isn't pertaining to me." Like, I'm gonna feed the ducks.
Yeah, this. I came here for the ducks.
I came here for the ducks only.
Like, I made people move because his music was so loud. It was cranked up.
You know, it is what it is. You know, you only get one chance to play I'm Puerto Rico at an open space in front of...
But nobody questioned it. Besides us, we were the only people that were like,
were
what
dancing around, yeah.
It's the PC thing to do, okay?
That is
you
true.
You can't question.
We are in Portland.
Yeah.
That
you
is
shouldn't
true.
Question yep. anything. Don't even think about it. Stop! You're thinking about it. I can tell.
That was fun, though. It was a good time.
It was fun, yeah. It's just a really weird... He puts the comedians in kind of like a hostage situation because they have to like not curse. And they're also like Portland families will bring their kids to pretty much anything.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
There was a few...
It mattered, but doesn't, it's just weird.
There was a few comedians that were like cussing, but then also they were like, that's like part of their bit. Kind of thing, and they're like, oh, sorry.
Or they like navigate it with a different way. Like
it's more of like an adult thing, because I feel like if I brought a kid to like a comedy show, they're not gonna like it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's this thing near Laurelhurst Park over at a place, the Goodfoot. A lot of Jake type bands play there.
Jamie bands.
But it's a fun place. On Mondays, they have comedy. Laugh basement downstairs, and I go through that every whenever I'm bored on a Monday, which is mostly every Monday. But Yeah, so a couple of comedians play just like how it is over at the Comedy at the Park. I went to one week, and then I went to the Comedy in the Park like a couple of days later. And the thing is, it was the same comedians that were at the Laugh Basement that was at the park. So I'm just hearing their same set, but in front of like just the even more awkward crowd to be around than a Monday night
was it
comedy
more
crowd.
Censored?
Yeah, I mean, it's censored, but it's like one of those where it's like the kids are just running around chasing each other. They're not listening to the Biden is asleep. Sleepy Joe joke, you know, that they're not like rolling on the grass being like, oh my God, we're gonna.
So relatable. So relatable. I get it.
Yeah,
I get that.
Taxes, right?
Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, overall, I think it's one of the best parks I've ever been to. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's kind of like a anytime park, whether it be a summer day, you kind of like just, you know, hack in the sack with the boys.
Well, I feel like.
Or just a fall day.
I saw a guy hacking sack today.
You would.
He had some big old shoes on, which I think is necessary for
was
hacking
it you?
The sack.
The wide shoes.
Yeah, they're wide.
The clown like, shoes.
It was like the OG DC shoes.
Oh, yeah, the soaps. He's wearing some soaps. He's wearing some soapers. He's soaped it up.
But then now they added a few things. They have like a skate park.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bike track and a pickleball court area.
I feel like that there was other reasons why they put the park up in that location.
Oh, definitely.
Because you kind of go and it's like, here's like a wood track that you can ride your bike around or one half pipe and like all along the strip, which is nice to have. And honestly, Portland is probably one of the least skatable cities I've been to. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really hard to like just even do basic street skating around.
They don't want you to skate.
They don't want you to skate.
They don't want you to skate here.
No. They prefer you not. If your thing isn't one wheel or have a motor on it or
one wheel with a motor on it.
One wheel with a motor on it. You're not going to be accepted here. If you're not wearing full motorcycle supercross gear while having a LED speaker on top of your robo unicycle, you're not allowed.
You're not allowed. Get out of my city.
Yeah, dude, they're scary. I've seen a gang of them before.
It was mobbing deep.
Yeah, they're very scary until they take their helmets off.
And it's just like some business guy from downtown.
Yeah, then the swag drops quickly, whatever swag that they might have. Comparative to other parks, I mean, it's better than a park that's just a field. You know? Do you know it? What's the? Since we're on the topic of, you know. I don't expect us to do a worst park all the time, but what's a park that you just will never go to?
Here in Portland?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of them.
Kind of barren parks.
Like, there's just a lot of parks that are
there's
like...
There's just bad
could be
mojo
better.
Zones.
It could be way better. Like, it's definitely like... Mox Crest was definitely one of those where like... When I first moved here, it was like everyone was going there. And I was like, this is the place. There is no bathroom. Like, literally, I don't know what people do, but I straight up piss my pants every time I go there.
And then, I mean, you have to piss your pants.
You have to, or you go piss by someone's house.
There's a guy that actually waits by the sign that's like, checks your pants if they're wet. He's like, all right.
Don't it's like that scene from me. Billy Madison when he's checking, like, Chris
Farley's. Everyone pees their pants. You're not cool.
So consider me Miles Davis. And he's like, I don't even know what that means.
This is Mark's Quest. Everyone pees their pants in Mark's Quest.
You get a good sunset. It's like the best thing about that park. But.
Yeah. But honestly, Mount Tabor is even better.
Oh, yeah.
Because it actually faces towards
the
sunset.
And you can see Hawthorne like all the way down.
Yeah.
That is one of the best parks.
I think Southeast is pretty goated when it comes to
parks.
Like parks and I don't know. I rep the Southeast. I will always rep the Southeast. I know you're Northeasterners over here, but
no, I'm a Southeast guy now.
Oh yeah, you're in the South. You understand now. You understand the accessibility is really cool.
Northeast is like families, and Southeast is like hooligans. Yeah, so I think I've resided with the hooligans.
Oh, I'm always going where the degenerates are. Yeah. You know, where the degenerates are is where the fun is at.
Like, exactly. I think so. Yeah.
I want where everyone's doing the worst things, but not to the degree of 82nd. I think that's like tipping the tail. You know, you keep going down. It's like you're going down division, and it's just getting more and more difficult as you go. You're just like struggling through the ice age until you reach 82nd, and it's just the complete utter frozen wall of scariness.
Well, you just look out and you're just like driving and you're like, it's different over here. Yeah. And you're like, you know what, I'm gonna turn back the other way.
You roll down your windows. You just roll them up.
Let's go. Yeah, I think Laura Hirst is definitely my favorite, one of my favorites. I remember one time when Mark came to visit, like we took him here, and he's from LA, and so we took him to Laura Hirst, and he was just taking pictures of random trees. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, dude, this tree is dope. And like, because Southern California, they don't have any nature.
Palm trees only.
They got palm trees or something. But like, he was just taking pictures of random stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I think we have it pretty good up here with like parks and like nature.
Oh yeah,
I feel encompassed in Laura Hirst Park too. Is like, there's a top canopy, and you feel like there's walls of trees, so you're just kind of in the park.
Yeah, I mean, it's a like as soon as you walk in, that's how you know what a good park is when you go in and it completely immerses you and takes you away from the city. It's like literally. I could just go and just sit at a bench and watch the water ripples as the sun shines and write a haiku like an ancient samurai in 1320. Sorry, I've just been playing a lot of Ghost of Tsushima. So I don't know. It's just that I feel a safeness there, which is really important. And I don't know. I feel like if Portland put a little bit more money into focusing on other parks and other areas, we wouldn't have all those places that we would be like not feeling good, because honestly, I mean, it would give this city more things for people to do, because they could go to a park for fun, you know, for something that I think that was one thing that's cool about the Bay, is like the parks there have like a fun attraction component of it. And some of the best parks in Portland have like an attraction component to it.
Like ducks.
Ducks, lake, mountain, swings, you know, whatever, you know, something. It's better than just like a field with like a play structure.
Grass.
Yeah.
Just grass only.
No, yeah, I want more.
I don't know. We need more slides like they have in Boston. You ever see that?
It's like big old slides.
Do you see that video of the guy going down the Boston slide?
Like jamming down a slide?
No.
Dude. Oh my God.
We'll watch it.
I'm sure they have it on YouTube Shorts for you, Brian.
I have to show it to you, man. Dude, it's so good.
It's like pinball.
It's like one of those giant, you know, 30-foot, 40-foot up slides. And it's like the metal slides, you know, when you go down the metal slides, like either burns. You're getting the worst, like skin burn ever,
those
or
are
you're
terrible.
Just going. But it's a mystery of how this guy went down the slide so fast.
He had to have been lubed up. That's
you think, I mean, king grease? Because he's a fucking cop?
Yeah, I think
Pull it up.
What are you
pull up Boston slide cop fail.
Police.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah, there it is.
Wait, hold on.
All right, play it.
This one?
Yeah, play a little bit of sound. There you go. Oh, dude.
He slid down there. Dude, he looked like a ragdoll.
So I spent like an hour like trying to figure out why.
Did he
was
pour going. Water down?
He like, was going down so fast.
Yeah, how did he get so fast? That was a small ass slide.
That's like something else.
That was a small ass slide.
I figured out that it has to do with the vest. The material of the clothes.
Like that was his like a trailer or whatever.
The same time. Yeah. I like how they have someone describe while he was on duty, like they're calling him out.
Well, he's fired working. For sure.
He's fired because he went on a slide?
He couldn't see his face. Dude. It was just the back of him in a vest.
That was it.
So people, yeah, because there's other people that went down the slide and they were going, it, like they go down, but they didn't like get launched. But I think it's that
safety. Has he ever gone down a slide before? He looked like he went down like backwards.
He did go like face
and,
down.
And like face first. Yeah. I mean,
it was like the equivalent of just like, I don't know, like if you ever watch, like, it's what I imagine like in Star Wars or like one of those sci-fi movies when the latch underneath them like goes down and that's what happened. You're just like blah, 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 going down through a pile of bodies.
Up through a pile of bags.
Yeah. I just want to, and the person recording it, he was just like, this is the day. We're going to do it.
I'm going to get this guy.
That's great. Well, I'd say 10 out of 10 for Lower Horse Park. What do you guys say?
Yeah, I mean, it's a solid park. You know, it's a one of those that you really, the more you go, the more you get a feel of where you like to initially stay, where you like to do the best times to go. If you want, you know, you start learning because, you know, other days there's going to be a lot of people there. Some days there's going to be no people there. And it's just a park that's just fun no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Brian?
Yeah, I think it's probably like 10 out of 10. It's probably my favorite park in Portland.
I think it's unanimous then. 10 out of 10. Right on. Well, I think that's it, folks.
Thanks for joining us, Logan.
Yeah, anytime, boys.
Turn this fan on, I'm sweating. Turn this fan on, dude. I am melting.
He's
over
cooking,
here.
Brian's just I'm been cooking, just dude. Been sweat. He's, you know, he has a beanie on, you know, just to
for the beanie boys.
Yeah, gotta keep the cooking.
All right, we'll check all in right. next time. Bye, thanks for tuning in. Give me a kiss, Logan.